AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. This was not a good way to end the week. A week's worth of gains on Wall Street went away in one day. Today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 460 points. New signs pointing to a slowing global economy led worried investors to seek refuge in bonds. Some new sanctions against North Korea are being taken back by President Trump.
The president tweeted he's reversed major new Treasury sanctions against North Korea, but it wasn't immediately clear what sanctions he was talking about. The tweet from Trump's club in Florida took the Treasury Department by surprise. New sanctions were announced Thursday against two Chinese shipping companies accused of helping Pyongyang evade sanctions. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders put out a statement that Trump likes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and that he doesn't think these sanctions will be necessary, but she didn't say what sanctions she meant. I'm Warren Levinson.
Before leaving the White House for Florida, President Trump expressed anger over even the creation of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
I call it the witch hunt. It's all a big hoax. So we'll see what happens. I know that the Attorney General, highly respected, ultimately will make a decision.
A 17-year-old boy is charged in Charlottesville, Virginia, with making online threats of ethnic cleansing. Rochelle Brackney is Charlottesville's police chief.
The specific content of the threat contained vile, racially charged language, which targeted African-American and Hispanic students within the Charlottesville High School.
Charlottesville was the site of a deadly white nationalist rally in 2017. R. Kelly wants to travel to Dubai to perform some concerts. That's on hold as a judge in Chicago wants more information. Kelly is facing sexual abuse charges. This is attorney Steve Greenberg.
I'm not going to get into the details of it. As you know, cases take resources. He owes child support. He's got some civil cases he has to address. So he hasn't been offered enough, I can tell you that.
This is AP Radio News. President Trump says all Islamic State Group territory in Syria has been eliminated.
Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says it is a significant victory.
There has never been a terrorist organization that has claimed and held such a large swath of territory and effectively ruled.
But U.S. officials say the Syrian Democratic Forces continue to battle a few remaining IS fighters holed up in tunnels. And Robinson adds the group has already made the transition to an insurgency.
What we don't know is how virulent it will be and whether the right measures will be taken to keep it from coming back.
Tops among those measures, the creation of a hold force made up of locals and the political conditions to allow them to be effective. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A judge says civil rights groups seeking to block the Trump administration's policy of returning asylum seekers to Mexico had cleared basic requirements to bring their case. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.